we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks so much for joining us on the Genesis Communication Network. 2 to 4 Pacific time every Sunday, 4 to 6 Central time. We're here sharing the good news about how you can use the remarkable healing properties of the human body for wellness and vitality. That's why I call the program The Bright Side, because it is the good news. Last hour we talked about oxygenation and the importance of oxygen and the importance of antioxidants. I didn't finish up. I want to talk a little bit more about coenzyme Q10 as a spark protector or an antioxidant that protects the cellular furnaces from sparks. Coenzyme Q10 is actually made in the body from specific precursors. Before I get to that, I also want to thank our last guest, Dr. Sharon Livingston, talked about emotional eating, and she said a couple of really interesting things that I wanted to address, and I thought it was really neat how she said, and a lot of times we crave certain foods, we go looking in the fridge for something, and we don't know what it is that we're looking for, but what we really might want is to make some kind of connection. Dr. Livingston said, why don't you just call somebody, connect up with somebody, and I noticed that I do that myself. Sometimes I think that I want to eat, but I don't really want to eat, but I'm thinking I want to eat, and I want to try that, because that made a lot of sense. How many times do we transfer our real desires onto a supposed desire, like an addictive, some kind of addictive subject, like cigarettes or alcohol, or in this case, food. So I thought that was really interesting. Her material is also very fascinating. I've been reading it for the last couple of weeks. It's on emotional eating. Dr. Livingston is actually a specialist in emotional aspects of behavior, but she was talking about emotional eating, and her website, emotionaleatingsecrets.com, has got a lot of good information. I didn't get to finish up with Dr. Livingston about this study that came out, but she mentioned how imagining food and thinking about food sometimes can help with addictive drives, like for pizza or for chocolate, and mentioned this to her, but I didn't get to really talk to her in depth about a new study that came out from Carnegie Mellon University and published in Science this month, Thought for Food. New research shows imagining food consumption actually reduces actual consumption, so you can sort of eat things in your mind, and Dr. Livingston touched on that as well. All right, so I want to finish up talk about oxygenation and antioxidants and coenzyme Q10, which is a very, very, very important antioxidant, specifically for those little tiny critters, if you will, and I call them critters because they actually have their own genetic material inside a cell, those things called mitochondria. Coenzyme Q10 protects the mitochondria. Coenzyme Q10 is made in the liver. It's made from proteins, specifically a protein called tyrosine. And one of the best ways that you can not only improve your state of well-being and improve your health, but also improve eating behaviors, because it acts as an appetite suppressant and help your body make coenzyme Q10, is to take the amino acid tyrosine, T-Y-R-O-S-I-N-E. Tyrosine is important for making coenzyme Q10. It's an appetite suppressant. It gives you energy, and it's cheap, 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 cheap. It costs you about $15 for 100 pills. You can get it at the health food store. Take 500 milligrams in the morning. Maybe take 500 milligrams in the afternoon. It's also important for the thyroid, and it's important for making coenzyme Q10. In addition to the B-complex, especially vitamin B6, tyrosine and B6 are the two most important nutrients for helping your body make Q10, coenzyme Q10. There's something that we do, that many of us do, some 30 million Americans are doing this, that is keeping their body from making coenzyme Q10. Last week we talked about ideas. We talked about ideas that are spread throughout the culture unknowingly, without our awareness, without our conscious participation. We spread them, but unconsciously. We call these ideas memes or mind viruses. And we said that memes are bad enough when they involve slogans or fashions or commercials or politics, but they're really nasty when they involve our health. And one of the meanest and nastiest memes to come down the medical pike in the last 30 years or so is the meme that says that bad health and heart disease are somehow connected to high levels of cholesterol. And it seems like almost every day you hear about problems with cholesterol or drugs that keep your body from making cholesterol. Last hour we said that cholesterol is a powerful antioxidant. Cholesterol is extremely important for brain health. It's extremely important for a lot of things. But to take a drug that keeps your body from making cholesterol is really, really bad medicine for a lot of reasons. First of all, it diverts our attention from the real issues, the real causes of poor health, the real causes of heart disease and cardiovascular disease, which has nothing to do with the body making more cholesterol. This idea that you can take a pill to lower your cholesterol and somehow protect your heart is also deleterious and negative, because it gives us the false hope that taking drugs to stop the body from making this vital compound can somehow stave off heart disease without us making any changes in how we eat and without us making any changes in how we live our lives. Now, let me be very clear about this. Despite the fact that we're bombarded on a daily basis with medical nonsense about lowering our cholesterol, it still, to this day, remains to be shown scientifically that lowering cholesterol will reduce heart disease. It has never been shown, my friends, that lowering your cholesterol will reduce your risk of heart disease. We know that people with high cholesterol do not succumb to heart disease. We know that people with low cholesterol do get heart disease. So it seems that a connection is unlikely. To date, over 40 studies have been done to try to see if lowering your cholesterol can reduce heart disease. Sometimes in the studies, the heart disease goes up when you lower cholesterol. Sometimes it goes down. But the net results show that treating patients with drugs that artificially, mechanically lower your body's cholesterol doesn't do anything. Patients who are drugged up are just as likely to die as patients who are not drugged up. In the words of Dr. Frederick Stair, who is the former head of Harvard University's nutrition department, he was also a member of the American Heart Association. This is a quote. The cholesterol factor is of minor importance as a risk in cardiovascular disease. Of far more importance are smoking, high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, insufficient physical activity, and stress, unquote. And this comes from the American Heart Association itself, by way of Dr. Frederick Stair. And by the way, while we're on the subject of medical baloney, there is no such thing as a cholesterol level anyway. Nobody takes cholesterol levels. They measure something called HDL and LDL, which are not cholesterol. There's no such thing as a cholesterol level. There's only HDL and LDL. And by the way, there's no such thing as good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. That's more medical nonsense. There are not two kinds of cholesterol anymore than there are two kinds of water or two kinds of oxygen or two kinds of vitamin C. But the worst part of all, when it comes to this cholesterol hypothesis, it's actually called the lipid hypothesis, which is the scientific name for the cholesterol heart disease link, the non-existent cholesterol heart disease link. The worst part of it all is it allows doctors and drug companies to push these statin drugs on us as if they were some kind of cure, or even worse, as if they were a preventive measure. From the September 27th issue of Circulation magazine, the journal called Circulation, wider statin use could be a cost-effective preventive measure. A new analysis suggests that broader statin use among adult patients may be a cost-effective way to prevent heart attack and stroke. That's from Stanford University, by the way. There is no drug that is a cost-effective preventive measure, period, end of story. There is no drug that should be used as a preventive measure. From the Washington Post, despite controversy, pressure grows to treat high cholesterol in children after studies link elevated levels to adult heart disease. That's what this drug mentality leads to, this idea that we can take drugs to prevent disease. Statin drugs, folks, Mevacor, Lipitor, Zocor. They're, by the way, the world's most prescribed prescription drugs. As of 2009, there were almost 30 million Americans who were taking these statin drugs. $26 billion with a B dollars a year. Now, that's why you hear so much about statin drugs. It is big, big bucks. And you know what the profit margin on these drugs are? It is unconscionable, folks. Statin drugs, by the way, were originally approved for folks who already had heart disease, but more and more they're getting prescribed prophylactically, preventively, to prevent heart disease. Statin drugs, folks, are not benign, and many people suffer from side effects of these statin drugs. And one of the major side effects is muscle aches and muscle pains. In fact, there was a drug that came out a few years ago that actually had to be taken off of the market because of severe problems with muscle pains. I'm going to tell you about that when we come back from break. And if you are on a statin drug, you're going to want to know what the most important supplement to take to protect yourself from side effects is. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, vitaminben.com. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, 800-259-5791 is the number. We'll be back on the bright side right after this. Extend your life with Extendover.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with you, talking about the good news about health and wellness. And we're talking about cholesterol lowering and the statin drugs and heart disease. There's one nutrient that you're going to want to know about if you are... on any prescription drugs. If a doctor tells you you're going to be on this prescription drug your whole life, that is something that you want to be thinking about getting off of. And we can help you do that at 800-259-5791. I'm a nutritional pharmacist. I use nutrition in my practice instead of using prescription drugs. We've got Rich from California wants to talk to us. What's going on, Rich? Rich? Rich from California? We got Rich? Is that a negative?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Rich.
Hear me?
I hear you.
Oh,
what's
okay,
up, buddy?
Yeah. Well, good. I missed the first 20 minutes, so you might have talked about it already, but you know, I was talking about a friend that says she's got bone cancer.
Okay.
And she got her test results, I guess. The last time she got them was the numbers were real high in the white blood cell count, but they're real low in the red blood cell count, which obviously carries oxygen and nutrition.
Right.
She said, I think the number was 125, and the doctors were concerned about it. Which sounds like she might be anemic. Maybe she needs iron, but I wanted to get your take on it because you were talking about oxygen being carried by the blood cells. We were talking about red blood cells and what she's misunderstanding of what red blood cells do, and I'm trying to explain it to her. But the doctors have got these people bullshitted so good.
Well, red blood cells are oxygen carriers. That's their role,
exactly.
Is they carry oxygen. But in order for that to happen, you have to have the components that build these oxygen carriers. Hemoglobin specifically is the component that carries oxygen, and hemoglobin requires iron. So you're looking at, number one, iron. In fact, the actual carrier in the hemoglobin molecule is iron. So making sure you're getting enough iron is important. Making sure you're getting enough protein to make the hemoglobin is important. And then we never want to underestimate the importance of the B vitamins for making things, especially for making cells. And so you want to make sure that you're producing enough of these red blood cells using the B vitamins, especially folic acid seems to be very important. So what I'd be doing if I were her is I'd be eating a lot less food because that requires a lot of work for the body to process and making sure she's getting enough nutrition. And you know what else? For all cancers, there's a lot of really positive literature about intravenous vitamin C. That is actually getting vitamin C stuck right into your blood vessels. And that might be something that you want to consider as well. Rich,
she's got a number of problems she's dealing with. First of all, she's homeless, so she doesn't have access to all this stuff.
Oh, okay.
Secondly, she's an alcoholic, and she drinks every day. She does methadone in the morning at 5:30 for her pain, and then she follows that up with Vicodin, Excedrin, Tylenol, Aleve.
Oh, Rich. Well, she doesn't want to get better. I don't want to beat her up or anything, but apparently,
I beat her up all the time.
Well, maybe a little tough love would be appropriate, but if you're on all that kind of medicine and you're homeless, I mean, what are you going to do? There's a certain amount of responsibility that we have to take for taking care of our bodies, and to be on all that kind of medicine, and on top of that, your body has to fight cancer. Look, Rich, every time you take one of those drugs, just one, you mentioned about four or five, but every time you take one of those drugs, that puts a load on the body, right? The body's got to process that. And the body has to process that in the liver, and the blood's flowing through the liver. And so what you end up with is blood that's not making it through. It gets clogged up in that liver, and you end up with anoxic, with low blood oxygen. Everything, it's not moving. The blood is not moving through the tissue, so it's not getting to carry the oxygen. Well, cancer loves low oxygen. Cancer thrives under conditions of low oxygen. So this is a gal who's got a lot of work to do, my friend. I mean,
what I'm doing right now for her is I'm giving her MMS, and it's working on the pain. So we're hoping to get her off of some of these drugs. But in terms of the red blood cells, what can she do to increase the red blood cells? Other
protein,
than iron?
Protein, iron, B vitamins, and then oxygen. Maybe that stabilized chlorine dioxide. I know you know about that. Or hydrogen peroxide therapy. Some way of getting oxygen into the system. Even deep breathing, Rich. Even deep breathing. Did you hear my guest talking, by the way, about emotional eating? So she said something very interesting. She said that when we have addictive drives, and certainly Vicodin and pain pills can be an addictive drive, we're really craving something else. So I don't know how much work you want to do with this gal, but maybe directing her towards what she's really craving, and it could very well be that she's got years and years and years of shutting down her real needs. So there's a whole psychological dimension that needs to be addressed, an emotional psychological dimension that needs to be addressed that transcends.
I talked to her about that last night, things that I didn't know about prior to that. She did have some psychological problems, and she's been in a couple of institutions before a long time ago. And she's also was out on heroin before. She got off that, and now she's just drinking the alcohol.
You know, this is what I'd be doing. Is she a good friend of yours?
Yeah, she's becoming a good friend. She's a homeless person, and I got to meet her about a month ago, and I'm helping her out any way I can with other things as well.
Here's what I would say, because it's very complicated, and there's a lot of stuff that you're going to want to do, but to simplify matters, these are the two things that I would give her. Okay, you ready? Number one, I would practice deep breathing with her. Deep breathing. And she has to be really serious about this, because she's going to have to practice it. And I don't know if you heard me talk about the three levels of breathing. Oxygen to the top of the chest, oxygen to the middle of the chest, and oxygen to the belly. And then exhaling. Exhaling powerfully, because poisons come out of the body, including cancer poisons, come out of the body in the exhale. So deep breathing, number one, through all three levels, and then powerful exhaling. And then the second thing that you want to do is love. Love, love, love. Give her a lot of attention. Give her a lot of love. Give her a lot of stroking. I'm not talking about romantic love here. I'm just talking about pure human-to-human love energy. And that's, for her, at this point in her life, those would be the two most important things that you could do.
Well, I think she's had more attention from me lately in the last month or two.
That's the most important thing you could do.
Put all the others out there, too.
And by the way, let me just say, Rich, this one thing. When people feel safe, when they feel in a safe spot, they vasodilate. That means blood vessels open up. And when blood vessels open up, oxygenation improves. So making somebody feel safe in an emotional and psychological, from an emotional and psychological standpoint, can also go a long way towards improving oxygenation. Now go ahead.
I'm trying to get her to laugh a lot more than she has, because when you're homeless, you don't laugh a lot. Now, one other thing, is there such a thing as bone cancer?
Is there what?
Is there such a thing as bone cancer? Because I know there's bone marrow cancer and blood cancer.
Well, I don't know what you mean by, there's definitely such a thing as bone cancer.
She says what happens is her bones are very brittle, and if she does something accidentally, she could break her bones very easily.
Well, that doesn't have to be bone cancer. A cancer is when cells are dividing very rapidly, and they're not coming to completion. They're not forming an end result. They just keep dividing and dividing and dividing. So I don't know if she has really bone cancer. She may just have brittle bones, which would be, with all the drugs that she's on, it would be very understandable that she'd have a bone problem or a building problem.
So, calcium and other things from her system.
Well, it's a zillion things, my friend. But first and foremost, oxygenation, deep breathing, give her some security, some peace of mind. If she's homeless, obviously she needs some peace of mind and some safety and some security. Those are the two most important things, and then you could move from there. Got to move on, Rich. Thanks. You want to say one more thing?
So,
yes?
Does bone get cancerous?
Of course. All cells can go get cancerous. Absolutely.
Yes, because I think bone can actually be a cancer in the bone itself.
Osteoblastic cancer, yes, bones can become cancerous. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Okay, good. Thanks so much for calling, Rich, from California. Yeah, that's sometimes you run into cases, patient cases, where somebody has been so messed up for so long, decades of psychological abuse and then lifestyle abuse, poor food choices. It's very difficult to treat things at that end level. You gotta start off with some simple ideas, and love and oxygenation are two very simple ideas if you have somebody that presents with a lot of complicated variables like that. All right, we're talking about the statin drugs. We're talking about cholesterol. If you're on a statin drug, you're going to want to know about this one nutrient to take. If you're on a statin drug, your goal should be to get off of it. But while you're on it, there's one nutrient that can go a long way towards protecting you from the number one side effects from statin drugs, which are muscle aches and pains. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 800-259-5791 is your number. Check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. We'll be back right after this.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570. you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here with you. We're talking about the stat drugs and cholesterol. And one of the most important things you want to recognize about the statin drugs is they are not benign. There was actually a statin drug that came out about 10 years ago called Baycol, made by the Bayer company, that was pulled off the market after being linked to 100 deaths from a muscle-wasting disease. Other statin side effects include headaches, nausea, memory problems. Remember, the cholesterol is very important for brain health. Sexual problems, depression, cataracts, all the way up to pancreatitis, osteoporosis, hemorrhagic stroke, even lung disease has been linked to statin drugs. Don't be surprised by that. We shouldn't be surprised by the fact that these drugs have terrible side effects. All drugs have side effects. It's the nature of drugs. Statin drugs can cause muscles to break down, releasing chemicals that can damage the kidneys. Statin drugs can cause an elevation of liver enzymes, which is a sign of liver disease. In fact, if you are on a statin drug, you should be having your liver checked every year. Is that a good? Does that sound like a good thing to you, that you need your liver checked every year when you're taking a prescription medicine? And we don't even know if we're treating the right cause of heart disease anyway. It still remains to be seen whether elevated cholesterol is the cause of heart disease. That's a really big issue when it comes to taking drugs to lower cholesterol in the name of protecting the heart. In the words of Dr. John Abramson of the Harvard Medical School, he wrote a book called Overdose in America. It's a great book if you want to learn about the drug industry. Dr. Abramson says, quote, there's a conspiracy of false hope. The public wants an easy way to prevent heart disease. Doctors want to reduce their patients' risk of heart disease, and drug companies want to maximize the number of people taking their pills to boost their sales and profits, unquote. If you are concerned about heart disease, it's much wiser to protect yourself from something called homocysteine. Homocysteine has been linked to cardiovascular disease. Unlike cholesterol, there is a clear link between homocysteine, which is a chemical that's produced in your body when you are deficient in the B complex. So taking B vitamins, especially vitamins B12 and folic acid and B6, are clearly protective against heart disease, unlike the statin drugs. Essential fatty acids are also important, the omega-3 essential fatty acids particularly. If you're on a statin drug, what are you going to do? Well, first of all, you're going to want to start to wean yourself off. And while you're weaning yourself off, the most important supplement you could take to prevent side effects from the statin drugs is the antioxidant that we talked about last hour, coenzyme Q10. That's because when you take a statin drug, not only do you block your body from making cholesterol, but you also block your body from making this very, very important antioxidant that is specifically important for muscles. And that's why the major side effect is muscle pain. A major side effect of taking the statins is muscle pain and muscle weakness. One of the most important side effects of these statin drugs is they block coenzyme Q10 production. So get yourself on 100 to 200 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 if you are taking a statin drug. It will probably be wise to also protect your liver. Remember, you need your liver checked every year if you're on the statin drugs. It's because these statin drugs are specific for busting up the liver. So if you are taking the statin drugs in addition to coenzyme Q10, I would be taking one of the most powerful liver supplements there are, which is NAC. It stands for N-acetylcysteine, NAC. I'd be taking 100 to 200 milligrams a day of NAC. It's one of my favorite all-around supplements, not only because it protects your liver, but it also chelates or magnetically attracts minerals, toxic minerals, heavy metals, things like arsenic and mercury. NAC is very powerful for protecting your body from mercury poisoning. Alpha-lipoic acid wouldn't hurt if you're on a statin drug. That's also protective against the protective for the liver. Maybe 200 to 300 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid, and then some glutathione powder, or glutamine powder, I should say, maybe a half to one teaspoon a day, glutamine powder. We talked with our guest last hour about glutamine being important for sugar cravings, and Dr. Livingston mentioned something very interesting. She said if you take glutamine before a meal, you'll find yourself eating less. Well, glutamine is also important because it protects your liver, and it helps your liver process poisons, all the poisons, not just the drug poisons you're taking, but the poisons that come in through the digestive tract. Being very conscious about processed foods and food chemicals would also be advisable. In other words, you're protecting and you're reducing the load on the liver. If you want to get off the statin drugs entirely, your best bet for reducing your risk of heart disease are lifestyle choices, quitting smoking, which should be obvious, and then exercise. We'll talk about some easy exercise strategies in another segment, but somehow putting some load on your muscles, putting some load on your lungs, putting some load on your oxygen-carrying capacities, especially the red blood cells, can go a long way towards protecting your heart. From a dietary perspective, laying off insulin-spiking foods. Laying off foods that jack up your insulin. Flour, fruit juice, sugar. Those are the biggest culprits. Flour, fruit juice, and sugar. Anything that's made with flour should be avoided if you're worried about your heart or you're worried about hypertension or any cardiovascular issues. Certainly fruit juice is a problem. Sugar is obviously a problem. That's the trifecta. That's the trifecta of terrible foods, flour, fruit juice, and sugar. And the trifecta of heart protection, lowering cholesterol, triglycerides, and lowering blood pressure are what result from eliminating these foods. Then there are key supplements that you can take for the heart. We talked about the B vitamins, vitamins B12. I would be doing the B vitamins all day long, folks. If I was worried about my heart, I'd be doing the B vitamins all day long in a liquid format. Get on that Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Go to vitaminben.com if you want more info on that. And by the way, if you want to check out my blog, I'm adding stuff on to the blog on a every couple of day basis. That's pharmacistben.com. Got a few minutes to talk to you, too, at 800-259-5791 if you want to get on board. Magnesium is also important for the heart. I like the chelated form of magnesium. You'll get magnesium in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, too. And also potassium, chloride, calcium are all cardioprotective. They're called electrolytes, these substances, calcium, potassium, sodium, chloride, magnesium. They're called electrolytes because they are electrical. And the heart is an electrical organ. So anything you could do to improve the electricity of the heart, the electrical capacity of the body, is going to improve heart health. So making sure you're getting enough electrolytes is very important. And don't forget about the omega-3 fatty acids. If you want an easy solution for your omega-3 issues and your essential fatty acid issues, get on the Ultimate EFAs from Longevity. Take 6 capsules a day. And don't forget to take your EFAs with meals. Always take your essential fatty acids with meals. And, of course, one of the most important, one of the most critical of all your health strategies is to make sure that you're doing something that we talk about on this program all the time. Making sure you're getting your veggies. Get a Vitamix and grind up your vegetables. We've been talking the last couple of weeks about the anti-cancer properties of vegetables. Well, the cardioprotective benefits are no less important. One of the most important vegetables for the heart isn't even a vegetable. It's a fruit. And in fact, it's considered the world's most popular fruit, with 60 million tons of this stuff produced every year, and I bet you don't know what it is. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on GCN, ZBS, and KSAV. 800-259-5791 is the number if you want to contribute. VitaminBen.com is the website, and my blog is pharmacistben.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the
the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for being here. We're here every Sunday. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. 2 to 4 Pacific, 4 to 6 Central Time. We're talking about statin drugs and cholesterol lowering and heart disease. And you know what? To this day, nobody's ever linked cholesterol levels to, which, by the way, there's no such thing as cholesterol levels, but nobody's linked cholesterol to heart disease. They don't take cholesterol levels. They take high-density lipoprotein, HDL, levels and LD levels, and there's a reason for that, because cholesterol goes up and down all the time. Cholesterol is used by your body to make things. It's a building block. It's not a toxin. It's not a poison. In fact, it's an antioxidant. And if you're on a statin drug, you want to work at getting off of the statin drug. From the journal Neurology, published in December 2007, people taking cholesterol-lowering drugs after a stroke may be at increased risk for hemorrhagic stroke or bleeding in the brain. From, Johns Hopkins, December 2010, study finds statin use linked to rare autoimmune muscle disease. Folks, what more do you need to hear? The link between heart disease and cholesterol is a fallacy. Statin drugs that they give for lowering cholesterol and protecting your heart don't work and cause problems. What to do? Well, first of all, you want to make sure that you're supplementing. Secondly, you want to make sure you're eating correctly. And of all the things you want to eat correctly, vegetables are key. One of the most important vegetables for the heart isn't even a vegetable. It's a fruit, even though we call it a vegetable. 60 million tons of the stuff are produced every year. It was cultivated in South America first, or Central America first, in Mexico by the Aztecs and Incas. People have called it the apple of love or the apple of paradise. This tasty, versatile fruit is loaded with heart-healthy nutrients, vitamin A, vitamin C, antioxidants. It's one of the heroes of the Mediterranean diet that many believe accounts for the reduced risk of heart disease and hypertension that folks in Italy and Spain and Greece and Morocco, the Mediterranean countries, are enjoying. Of course, I'm talking about the tomato, which, while considered by culinary types to be a vegetable, is really classified by botanists as a fruit. Tomatoes are low calorie. They average about 35 calories apiece. They are a mega, mega rich source of nutrients, especially heart-friendly nutrients and antioxidants. They've got the A and the C, as we've said, and a lot more. A cup of tomatoes has over 1,000 IU, by the way, a third of the RDA of vitamin A. It's got half of the RDA for vitamin C. Now, I know the RDAs are pathetically low, but still, you're talking about one tomato has half of the RDA of vitamin C and over 1,000 international units of vitamin A. It's a fifth of the RDA. It's got vitamin K. It's got potassium. It's got chromium. It even has tryptophan, which we talked about last week as being important for the brain. Tomato consumption is associated with a lower risk of prostate cancer. Tomato consumption improves concentrations of antioxidants that protect you from chronic pancreatitis, especially an antioxidant called lycopene. Tomatoes are especially important for the skin and for the eyes. Tomatoes contain lots of nutrients for the skin. They can actually slow down the rate of sunburn if you're burning rapidly. Those formulas that you get, that you buy for your eye health, they will always have nutrients that come from tomatoes. That's because the eyes and the skin are very sensitive to ultraviolet radiation. And the nutrients that come from tomatoes protect us from ultraviolet radiation, especially that lycopene, which has been in the news the last couple of years after researchers discovered that lycopene was good for prostate health. Well, it turns out that lycopene is good for a lot of things. It's protective against cancer of the stomach, cancer of the lung, cancer of the uterus, cancer of the bladder. And, by the way, tomatoes are a great source of glutathione, which is the body's most important disease fighter. Very important for detoxification. We talked about that last week. Keep in mind that cooking is going to reduce your glutathione levels pretty dramatically, so try to eat your tomatoes raw. And tomatoes are a great vegetable source of vitamin E. Very important for the heart, along with the vitamin C and the B complex and those electrolytes which are in the tomatoes. And by the way, tomatoes are a very good source of potassium, which is especially important for the heart. A lot of the good stuff in tomatoes is in the skin. So make sure that you're eating the whole tomato. And as with all vegetables, you're always going to want to go organic. When a tomato or a vegetable is grown organically, it produces more phytochemicals. The phytochemicals that are in vegetables, the plant chemicals, the phytonutrients, phyto is the prefix that means plant, the phytonutrients that are in plants are produced by the plant to protect the plant. If you use fertilizers and you use pesticides on the plant, on the tomato plant, for example, the tomato doesn't have to produce as much phytonutrients, which is why organic is always better. More phytonutrients in organic produce. Always eat the skin, as I say, and that's true about all fruits, because the medicine is located in the top part of the fruit and in the peel, or the skin. Speaking of skin, tomatoes are also a good source of skincare ingredients. There's alpha hydroxy acids in tomatoes, so you can actually use tomatoes topically. You can make a skin mask with tomatoes. Try mixing up one or two tomatoes in a blender. Try grinding them up in a blender and then put a little bit of pectin. You can get pectin at the supermarket in the canning section. Put a little bit of pectin in there and stir it around or let it sit until it kind of congeals and forms a gel, and you've got yourself a nice organic exfoliating mask. The alpha hydroxy acids will leave your skin nice and smooth. It'll help with dark spots, hyperpigmentation. Plus, it's a great source of vitamin A and vitamin C, which are the skin's two most important nutrients. Just apply it to your face, let it sit for 10 or 15 minutes and wash it off. You will see your skin will be smooth and soft, and those antioxidant nutrients from the tomatoes will penetrate into the skin, giving you environmental and sun protection, anti-aging protection, using topical tomatoes, grind it up in a blender. The acids are actually those acids that soften your skin, the citric acid in there, is what really causes some of the complaints people have about tomatoes. If you find that tomatoes are too acidic for you to eat comfortably, you can mix them with other vegetables, with non-acidic vegetables, alkaline vegetables. Greens and tomatoes are a wonderful blend. The greens will take the bite, the acid, out of the tomato by neutralizing some of that acid. Cucumber is wonderful for neutralizing the acid. Watercress is great. Cherry tomatoes are the most acidic of all the tomatoes because they're the youngest tomatoes. They have the most acid. Other tomatoes, Roma tomatoes, plum tomatoes, they tend to be less acidic. Stay away from the green tomatoes. You'll see green tomatoes in the supermarket. The green tomatoes are unripe tomatoes, and they have the least nutritional value of all tomatoes. You always want to look for deep, even colors. Remember, the medicine is in the skin. The medicine is associated with the color. So you always want to look for deep, even colors. The color is the activity. The color is the electrical stuff. That's what color really is. So you want to look for deep, whole colors. Go deep and look for smooth skin as well, because the good stuff is in the skin. So you don't want a lot of blemishes and you don't want a lot of light spots. The color should be deep, it should be even, and the skin should be smooth. And tomatoes should smell just a little tiny bit sweet, and you should be able to press in on them very, very gently. You should be able to just a light touch, you should be able to press in the tomato just a little bit. Another thing to consider is this whole nightshade issues. Some people are sensitive to nightshades, and tomatoes are part of the so-called nightshade family of vegetables, and they can cause some problems, especially if you have arthritis or inflammatory issues. And every once in a while, somebody will have a tomato allergy. But for most people, tomatoes can be considered a tasty power food. The best way to cook tomatoes, and sometimes you can release some of the antioxidants by cooking tomatoes, but you don't want to cook them too much. The best way is to cook them just very, very gently, very lightly. The nutrients are fragile, and if you put too much heat in a tomato, if you're frying your tomatoes or you're grilling your tomatoes with high heat, you can damage some of those fragile nutrients and not only lose them, but you can actually create dangerous free radicals. Add oils to your tomatoes after you cook them. Don't put the oils in before you cook them. Put the oils in after you cook your tomatoes. And now you'll be enhancing the benefits of the nutrients by dissolving them in the oil and making it easier for your body to absorb them. Always use oil with vegetables, and always use oil after the vegetable has been prepared. If you add extra virgin olive oil, you can help neutralize some of those toxins that may have formed in the cooking process. Try macadamia or hemp seed oil. As long as they're fresh, they're great sources of essential fatty acids that have endless, endless benefits, not the least of which is protecting your skin from wrinkling. I personally like grilling tomatoes under super quickly under the grill in the oven. Just cut them in half, spice them up, put a little garlic, basil, onion, Italian season, whatever, and just broil them for just a couple of minutes. You don't want them mushy. Just sprinkle a little bit of your oil on top of them, and they are awesomely tasty. Put a little Celtic sea salt or some canned tuna fish on top of that, and you've got yourself a full meal. That's how simple it is to stay healthy, folks, without drugs. And that's what we talk about here on The Bright Side every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific, 4 to 6 Central Time. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back at you next week. Till then, I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs saying, as always, live from The Bright Side. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful week. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.